Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's radio, bottom part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast, bottom part of the Sabbath day. The worldly Saturday, March 16th, 2024. We are live at Camp 1, and we got the memos in on Camp 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Everybody's ready to go from South Carolina to Chicago. So get in where you fit in at. Remember, this is the day that the Almighty have made for me and you, call it Sabbath day. Keep your Sabbath days. The sign between him and you is keeping the Sabbath day. Righteous, bump shoulders in the ministry, six anointed camps, voices of Yahweh's voices of the true Israelite. And remember one thing, this ministry coming on the scene real soon in camp number two, triple two. So get in where you fit in at, and remember, free will offering, donation, contribution, because we're going to do something real big for our peoples and the children of Israel, do something real big by having them a big location to come to, sit down and learn the word and tell you about today. Peoples have plenty of room, even plenty of kitchen room to store up the goods and help those that's in the word of Yahweh. So remember, donate contribution to this ministry, Yahweh's bosses of the true Israelite. Got a lot of big things. Remember, a lot of land for the grown food. Second temple, where people can come all over the world and fly in it and have plenty of elbow room. All that's in the makings, around the corner. So get in where you've been in at. A lot of elbow room is on the makings for temple number two of Voices of a True Israelite. It's in the makings. So get in where you've been in at. Donate, contribute to this ministry. Because one thing we can be able to do is have a big enough place where we can bring our elderly mothers and fathers and let them have a true understanding of that says Yahweh's word. So all that's in progress as we speak. Land, school, banquet hall, radio station. One thing about you, keep on 417 of Romans. They're going to step up to the plate, and they're doing it all over the country. Step up to the plate saying, listen, Seer, we want a piece of that too. We want to get in where we've been in at. What can we do to help in the ministry to have a quality location for the world to come in? So it's in the making. So remember, the countdown is on. All right, so live broadcast, we at Camp 1, but 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 from Springfield all the way to South Carolina ready to go. So Yahweh be with you all. Enjoy the bottom part of the Sabbath day. All right, shalom.
They're close to the land wherein his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan.
That's right.
Verse 2.
This time we know Jacob's name had been changed.
you're right.
I'm moving out.
Come on with it.
These are the generations of Jacob when they changed Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph being 17 years old.
Come on.
Was feeding the flock
with
brethren.
Come on with it.
And the maid was with the sons of Bilhah.
And the maid was with the sons of Bilhah. Come on.
And with the sons of Zilpah.
Uh-huh.
His father's wife.
So Bilhah and Zilpah wasn't his concubines, right?
Yahweh.
They was his wife, according to what we read, right?
Yahweh.
You know.
And Joseph brought it to his father. Their evil report.
So, Brother Joseph, he was peeping what they had going on over there, right? Go ahead, read on.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all the children.
Go ahead.
Because he was the son of his old age.
Mm-hmm.
And he made him a coat of many colors.
Verse number 4, come on.
Verse 4.
What do you
and when his brothers thought that their father loved me more than all his brethren.
So when they saw that his father loved him more than all his brethren, what they had?
They hated him.
They did what?
They hated him.
So they had a deep-seated hate for brother Joseph, right? Now, Joseph was the second youngest son of Jacob, who then was changed to Israel. He was the youngest. Benjamin was the youngest boy, right? Is that right?
Now hold that point.
y'all gonna tie in real good. Let's run to the book of Luke, Mother E. The book of Luke. Let's see how the Israelites dealt with their props. Book of Jubilee, chapter... the book of Luke. Book of Luke, chapter... I want to say chapter 2. It's a statement I want to grab up out of here. Let me see if I can lay my eyes on it, Mother. Jubilee chapter, Luke chapter, I want to say 2, but I don't see what I'm looking for here. Make that Matthew, let's see if I can find it in Matthew. Say when you find it, just let me know, right? Hey, Mother, I hear you. Continue to read that, Jubilee, can I lay my eyes on it? Jubilee 34, pick it back up at verse number 1 there, so save it.
Jubilee chapter 34, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And in the sixth year of this week, of this 44th Jubilee, Jacob, now Israel, sent his sons to pasture their sheep.
So Jacob sent his sons to pasture his sheep, right? Do you mean that?
And his servants with them to the pasture of
to the pastor of Shittim. Yeah, Shittim.
The verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the seven kings of the
Amorites, come on.
Assembled themselves together against them to slay them, hiding themselves under the trees and to take their cattle as a prey.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Come on.
Jacob, Israel, and Levites, and Judah, and Joseph, there were in the house of the family of Israel, Isaac, their father, for his spirit was slothful.
Let's see what he means by they was out pasturing his sheep, Mother. Run to Luke chapter 2. Let's pick it up at verse number... Let's pick it up at verse 14. Let's read a little bit of this. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Let's see what's going on.
Luke chapter 2,
14. Pick it up at verse number 14. We're going to Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Mother E. Israel of Thee.
We're going to Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Read.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to Yahweh in the highest.
Glory to Yahweh in the highest, good.
And on earth, peace, good will for his name.
Verse 15, what did he say?
And it comes to pass, as the minister's spirit was gone away from them into heaven, the shepherd said one to another.
What?
Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see the thing which comes to pass, which the Yahweh has made known unto us.
Let's run back in and read verse number 8. Let's see what they was on, Mother. Okay. The book of Luke 2, verse number 8.
Verse
8. Book of Luke chapter 2, verse number 8, Mother.
Luke chapter 2, verse 8.
Uh-huh.
And there were in the same bunches, shepherds, abiding in the field, even watch over their flock by night.
So there was shepherds out in the field, keeping watch by the night, over their sheep by night. So this is what Jacob had sent Israel, had sent his sons to do, to keep the sheep, right? Pick that up at Jubilee chapter 34, verse number 2 there. Yeah, Jubilee 34, verse number 2. Let's see how the storyline went down.
Jubilee chapter 34, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And the seven kings of the Amorites assembled themselves together against them to slay them, hiding themselves under the trees, and to take their cattle as a prey.
Come on with it.
Verse 3. And Jacob and Levi and...
Let me see. And Jacob and Levi and Judah and Joseph were in the house with Isaac their father. Come on, read a little bit more.
Jubilee 34, verse 3.
Mm-hmm. Read a little bit more of that.
74, verse 3. Yeah. Jubilee chapter 34, verse 3. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob, Israel, and Levites baptized Judah.
Let me get to the crux of the matter. Okay. Mother, I want you to pick it up in verse number 10. Pick it up at verse number 10. Let's see what went down. Book on Jubilee, chapter 34, verse number 10 and 11. The book of Jubilee, Mother, pick that up.
Yes.
Chapter 34, 10 and 11. Let's see what happened.
Jubilee chapter 34, verse 10 and verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And in the seventh year of this week, he sent Joseph to learn about the welfare of his brother.
Come on, with it.
From his house to the land of Sheba.
Mm-hmm.
And he found them in the land of Dothan. Verse 11. And they dealt treacherously with him and formed a plot against him.
So they dealt treacherously with Joseph, right?
Mm-hmm.
They found, let's see if this thing was just by chance. Or was this the hand of Yahweh, Mother Z? Let's run to the book of Psalms right quick. Psalm 105, Mother Z Israel. Let's see if that was. What happened to brother Joseph? Was just by chance, or was it part of the plan of the Most High Yahweh, right? Psalm 105, Mother Z, Israel, see Royal. And let's pick it up at verse number 17. Let's read a little bit. Psalm 105, verse 17.
Psalm 105, verse 17. He said, a man before them.
So he sent a man before them. Go ahead.
Even Joseph.
Even Joseph.
Who was sold for a servant.
So Joseph was sold for, now this word servant is being nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Joseph was sold for a slave. Mm-hmm. That's what he was sold for, right?
Yeah,
verse number 18, come on.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Whose feet they hurt will.
Whose feet they hurt with feathers?
Feathers. He
was laid in what?
He was laid in iron.
Now anybody got shackles on their legs, they are not a servant, right?
Right.
That's right.
They are a slave.
Right.
Yeah, Joseph was sold for a slave. Verse number 19, come on. Until what?
Until the time that his word came the word of the Yahweh 12
tried him.
The word of the Yahweh tried him.
Verse number 20, let's see how it went down, mother.
20.
Mm-hmm.
The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free.
So we found out that Joseph was sold down into the land of Mizraim, right? Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
For slave. Let's pick it up in Genesis 37, young man. Let's pick the storyline up in the regular book. Genesis 37. And let's pick it up at verse number, let's pick it up at verse 12. Let's see if we can see the same storyline in the regular book. Jubilee 37, verse number 12. I mean, Genesis 37. Speaking of that verse number 12 there, young lion.
The book of Genesis, chapter 37, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And his brethren went to feed their father's flock.
Come on, with
it. And Shechem.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13.
Yes, sir.
And Israel said unto Joseph.
What do you say?
Do not your brethren feed the flock. In Shechem.
In Shechem.
Yes, Shishim.
Come on with it.
Come, and I will send you unto them. And he said to him, here am I.
number 18. Let's see what happens.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
When they saw him above.
Now, his brother, the 11 boys, right? So Joseph of Pharaoh, come on.
Even before he came near unto them.
So I believe that Benjamin was a part of the camp now. See, it was 10 of the brothers that were down there. I think Benjamin was still with Jacob, Israel, his father, right? Go ahead, read on.
They conspired against him to slay him.
So the first thing they wanted to do was what?
Amen.
They wanted to kill.
Kill
them. They brother, right? Mm-hmm. We know according to the book of 1 John, if you hate your brother in your heart, you already put him to death, right?
Yeah, for.
Verse number 19, what's going on here?
Verse 19,
mm-hmm.
They said one to another.
What they say?
Behold, this dream was coming.
Verse 20, come on.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Come now, therefore, and let us slay him.
Come on.
And cast him into the same, and cast him to some pit.
And cast him into some pit. And we will say what?
And we will say, some evil beast has devoured him.
Come on.
And we shall see what will become of his dream.
Now we just read that Yahweh had his hand in this thing all along, right?
Right.
He sent him down before them. Is that what he did?
Right.
Verse 21, let's see the plan of Yahweh unfold. Verse 21, come on.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And Reuben heard it.
Now Reuben was the elder brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know in the book of the Patriarchs that old Reuben repented for a lot of that stuff he had did, right?
Right, that's right.
He had a change of mind, ain't that right?
Right.
And Reuben heard it, and what did he say?
And he delivered him out of their hand.
Go ahead and say what?
And said, let us not kill him.
Verse 26, come on, let's get to the storyline. Verse 26.
All right, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahdai Judah said unto his brother,
what did he say?
What prophet is it if we slay our brother?
Go ahead.
And conceal his blood.
So the fourth son of Israel had something to say to him. He said, now what prophet is it if we kill him, slay him, and conceal his blood? Verse 27, come on.
Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites.
So he was sold to the Ishmaelites.
Oh, yeah.
The Ishmaelites are the descendants of who? Mr. Akamaka Blake Man.
That's right.
Mr. Parliament. Israelites which was your uncles, sold you to another one of your uncles. And what did they do with you? In verse 28 there, young man. Genesis 37, 28, what did they do with you?
Genesis chapter 37, verse 28.
Yes, sir.
Then there passed by Dominion Knights.
Dominion Knights, the sons of Abraham, right?
That's right.
Go ahead.
Merchant man.
So they was in the trade business, right?
That's right.
Go ahead, read on.
And they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit.
Come on.
And sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites.
So before his brothers can get profit from it, the Dominion Knights came along and saw him in the pit. They sold it to the Ishmaelites, right?
Mm-hmm.
For how much?
For 20 pieces of silver.
Great. And what happened?
And they brought Joseph into Egypt.
And they brought Joseph into Egypt, right? And this is where it all took place. This is where it all began. Let's run back to the book of Jubilee, their mother. Mother Israel. Let's run back to the book of Jubilee. Chapter 34. And let's see how Israel dealt with this situation here. Let's think about verse number 15. Book of Jubilee 34. Verse number 15. Let's read a little bit, Mother.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 34, verse 15.
Mm-hmm. Book of Jubilee 34. Verse number 15. Come on.
Jubilee, chapter 34, verse 15. Just want to start reading it first.
Verse 15.
Okay. And on that day, Bilhah heard that Joseph had perished.
Now, on that day, Bilhah was one of Jacob's, who then would change to Israel's wife, right?
Right.
She heard that Joseph had perished. And what she do?
And she died mourning him.
That's powerful there, right? She heard it, Joseph. That means she had a strong love for this boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
When she heard that he had perished, she died mourning for him. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, read on.
And she was living in
Quarfatar, something like that. And Dina.
And
that was Dina.
Dina is Joseph's daughter.
Dina ain't Joseph's daughter.
Jacob's daughter.
Dina is the only girl that Jacob produced, right?
Right.
What did Dina do? And Dina?
And Dina also, his daughter.
Well, it says Dina, his daughter, said what?
Died
after Joseph had perished, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bilhah died and Dina died behind him.
Okay.
And there came what?
And there came their
Three mornings
upon Israel in one month.
So not only did Israel have to mourn for Joseph, right? He had to mourn for Dina, his daughter, and his wife Bilhah, right?
Right.
So this is not Jacob read this in the regular book, King James, right? But let's read the storyline in verse 17. Now let's see how Israel dealt with the situation here, Mother.
Verse 17. Mm-hmm. And he mourned for Joseph 1 year.
Hold up. He mourned for Joseph how long?
1 year.
1 year. A whole year. Israel was mourning for his baby boy, right? Go ahead, read on.
And did not see.
Come on, Mother.
For he said.
What did he say?
Let me go down to the grave. Mourning for my son.
Verse 18, come on.
18.
Mm-hmm.
For this reason, it is ordained.
Now, pay attention to this. Now, this is very powerful information here. It says, for this reason, it is ordained for the family of Israel what?
Okay. For this reason, it is ordained for the children family of Israel that they should afflict themselves.
Come on, Mother.
On the 10th day. On the 10th of the 7th month.
Mm. Come on.
On the day that the
news
which made him weep for Joseph.
Hold on,
In the land of Canaan.
So they were strangers in the
friend in Tennessee is. Israel, see, Roy, we want to see how this story lasts. And Genesis 41, let's see what happened with Joseph when he went down there to the land of Egypt. Genesis 41. Let's think about Genesis 39. Let's read a little bit more of this story line. Genesis 39. Let's think about verse number 1. Let's see where his first stop was. What happened to our brother Joseph? Because Yahweh, we read in Psalms that Yahweh tried him with the word, right? So we need to understand this story line. Genesis. Because we always talk about them down in Egypt, but we want to know how did they get down there, right? Genesis 39, verse 1. Mother, see Israel, see royal.
Look at Genesis 39, verse 1. Mm-hmm. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh.
An officer of Pharaoh, come on.
Captain of the guard.
Mm-hmm.
And Egypt. Brought him to the head of the Edomite.
Come on, Rick.
Which had brought him down
to Israelite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
Israelite. Brought him out of the hands of the Israelites.
Okay.
Which had brought him down
Okay, verse 2.
Well, we know that the Israelites, they sold Joseph to the Midianites, right? That walked you with your mother, dear Israel, I see you, Royal. Hallelujah, to our mother. But we know that according to what we read that the Israelites sold him to the Midianites, right? So the one that brought him down to Egypt was the Midianites, right? The one that brought him down to Egypt, right? Let's read that again. Let's read that. Let's make sure we're on point. Genesis 37, Mother 28. Let's see, how did he get down to Egypt? Genesis 37, verse 28, Mother Z. Why do you think they came and got a specific group of people? declaring the blessings of Yahweh has been. Come on with it, Mother. Come on. Verse number 4, come on.
Verse 4.
What happened?
And Joseph found grace in his sight. And he served him and made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand.
Come on, verse number 5. So Joseph found favor in the master's eyes, right? And he was put in charge of all the other birds. The Egyptians had, right? Verse number 5, come on, man.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh. And
he came to say, from the time that he had made him overseer in his plantation.
In his house, plantation work too. That work too.
All that he had.
Well, so Joseph became, what they called him back in the day, what did they call him? The overseer. Is that what they call him in Mississippi? The overseer, right? Here it up.
And here's how for Joseph's sake and the blessing of the Yahweh was upon all that he had in the house and in the field.
Go ahead.
Verse 6. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand.
Come on with it.
And he knew not. Oh. He had saved the bread which he did eat.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph was a good, godly person.
And Joseph was a goodly,
good person.
And well
favored.
Come on with it.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
And it comes to pass.
What happened?
After these things.
Yes, ma'am.
That his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph.
Hold on. He said that it came to pass that the master's wife did what?
Cast her eyes upon Joseph.
Now let's see, Joseph understood that dealing with these strange women was the right thing to do, right? Let's see how the story is played out there, Mother.
And she said,
what
lie
she
with me.
Mm-hmm. What she say?
Lie with me.
And the master's wife told Joseph,
lie with me.
Come on, now.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
But he refused and said unto his master,
what did he say?
Behold, my master wilteth not what is with me in this house.
He said, and he came to pass out of these. And he said, lie with me. But he was, where we at?
Verse 8.
But he refused. Mm-hmm. Then I said, master, why? Oh, my master, would it not what is with me in the house? Mm-hmm. He has committed all that he has to my hand.
Right.
Verse number 9, come on.
Uh-huh. And there is none greater in this house than I.
Come on with it.
Neither has he kept back anything from me.
Now, in our day and time, right, when we get in a high position, when our brothers get in a high position, they ain't got no problem going with the trade women. They ain't got a problem with it. Matter of fact, that's what they desire. That blood had and blue eye gear, right?
Right.
Come on with it.
But thee, because thus are his wife,
mm-hmm.
how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against Yahweh?
Hold on. Joseph didn't say he was sinning against his master, right? He said this is a sin against Yahweh. Yahweh was the one to say that should not commit adultery, right? Verse 17, come on with it. Mm-hmm.
And he comes to say,
what happened?
And she speak to Joseph by day, that he hearken not unto her,
mm-hmm.
to lie with her, or to be with her. Verse 11.
Come on.
And he comes to say, that by this time, that Joseph went into the house to do his bidding.
Go ahead.
And there was none of the men of the house there.
Joseph,
come on.
I have heard thy voice, the voice of thy
weeping, and the voice of thou
lamentation.
I have seen
thy tears.
Mm-hmm. I know thy trouble.
I know your trouble. Come on.
My son. And it
grieved me
for
your sake.
For your sake. And
abundant grief
is added to my grief.
Verse 39, come on. Come on, mother.
Now therefore, my son, Joseph, my son.
Come on. Hope to the Yahweh. And wait
for him and do not fear the
Yahweh
is with you.
Yahweh is with you, Joseph. Come on.
He will deliver you from all trouble.
Come on, mother, verse 40. Come on with it.
Verse 40. Rise, my son.
Do what?
Go down into Egypt with thou
master.
Mother,
the voice came to Joseph and let him know that he was going down there to Egypt with his master. So somebody let Joseph know that he was going to be a slave in Egypt. Is that what's going on here? Information from it, eh? Come on, mother. 20 pieces of silver, right?
Right.
Come on with it. And their anger, and what happened?
And their anger was still rise against him.
Go ahead.
And they continued to
smite
him and to
chastise him.
And Joseph wept bitterly.
So we read in Yahweh say he was going to try it, right?
Right.
At this point, how old was he when he got caught up? How old was Joseph when he took him down to Egypt? This is a 17-year-old boy.
Right.
And he's dealing with all this cruelty.
Yes.
Verse 44, come on, man.
Verse 44. And the Yahweh saw Joseph's affliction, and Yahweh again smote these men and
chastised them,
and the
Yahweh caused
darkness to
envelop
them
upon the earth.
Upon the earth, and
the lightning flashed,
and the thunder roared, and the earth shook at the voice of the
thunder
and
of the mighty wind,
and
the men were what?
And the men was
terrified,
and knew not what. They should go.
So Yahweh let Joseph know that I'll be right with you, right? But let's go back to the regular book. Let's get a little bit more of the storyline. And I'm going to get on out of the way. We're going to leave it right here. But let's run to the book of Genesis 41. That was Jasher, chapter 42.
We finished with Jubilee.
We're going to go and get the third line in Genesis 41. Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy. Genesis 41, let's pick it up at verse number 41. Let's see what happened to Joseph. We see that he had, that's why I say he was going to try him with his word, right? Let's run to Genesis 41. And let's see that verse number 1, Mother dear. Let's see what the outcome of this encounter with Joseph in Egypt. Look at Genesis 41, verse number 1, Mother dear, Israel, of C. Roy.
Genesis 41, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river.
Come on with it.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And behold, there came up out of the river 7 whales.
Favorite kind.
And
Fat flesh.
And they fed in the meadow.
Pharaoh had a dream, right?
Yeah.
And he created this 7 kind. Mm-hmm. They were fat flesh, and they fed in the meadow. Verse number 3, come up.
3. Mm-hmm. And behold, 7 other kinds came up after them.
Come up.
Out of the river.
Uh-huh.
Ill fated.
Go ahead.
And lean flush.
Uh-huh.
And stood by the other kind upon the
brink
of the river.
Verse number 4, come up.
And the ill-favored and lean-flush kind did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat kind. So Pharaoh awake.
Verse number 5, come up.
5.
Uh-huh.
And he
slept. He went back to sleep. Come up.
Okay, slept. And dreamed the second time.
Uh-huh.
And behold, 7 ears of corn came up.
Come on.
Upon one stalk.
Rank and good. Verse number 6.
6. And, mm-hmm. And behold, 7 thin ears and blessed with the east wind growing up after them.
Come on, mother.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 ranks and full ears. years, and Pharaoh awake, and behold, it was a dream.
So Yahweh put some information into Pharaoh's head when he was asleep, right? Verse 8, come on.
Verse 8. Mm-hmm. And it came to pass in the morning
that
his spirit was troubled.
So Pharaoh was compunged about what went down with this.
Yeah.
He said in the morning his spirit was troubled. Come on.
And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream.
Clear.
But there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh.
Drop down to verse number 12.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And there was there with us a young man, an Israelite.
So now this is when Joseph was thrown into the prison, right? He was there with a couple of other guys, a baker, a baker and a butler, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, and they were telling Pharaoh the story. He said, now there was this young man, an Israelite, with a body.
Servant to the captain of the guard.
Come on.
And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dream. Each man, according to his dream, he did interpret.
Verse 13, come on.
13.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me, he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged.
Verse number 14, brother, come on, let's read a little bit more.
14.
Then
Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself.
Go ahead.
Changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh.
Verse 15, come on.
15.
Yes, ma'am.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph,
what did he say?
I had dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard saying of you that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it.
Now Pharaoh said to Joseph, I heard about you, boy. You the man that can interpret this dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see if Joseph got all puffed up and his chest puffed out.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16, come on.
16.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph answered Pharaoh saying,
say what?
It is not in me.
Hey, look here. Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yahweh shall give Pharaoh an answer.
Come on, mother. Verse 17, come on.
Verse 17.
Uh-huh.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph,
go ahead.
In my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river.
Now let's see what this dream was all about in verse 25. If you're tired of reading, we can get somebody else to read a little bit, but come on with it. Verse 25, let's see how it all went down here.
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph said unto Pharaoh,
what do you say?
The dream of Pharaoh is one.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do.
Come on.
Verse 46.
What you mean? That's what I showed Pharaoh. What he's about to do?
Yeah.
Verse 26. Come on.
Being the seven good kind are 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the seven good years are 7 years. The dream is one.
Come on with it, mother.
Verse 27.
Uh-huh.
And the seven thin and ill favored kind that came up after them
mm-hmm.
7 years and the seven empty ears,
mm-hmm.
ears blast with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine.
Verse 28, come on.
28.
Uh-huh.
This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh.
Go ahead.
What Yahweh is about to do, he showed unto Pharaoh.
Verse 29.
Behold, uh-huh. There came 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt.
Verse 30.
30.
Uh-huh.
And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten
uh-huh.
in the land of Egypt.
Clear.
And the famine shall consume the land.
And hold that note. We're going to leave it right there. We're going to bring the young lion in. Brother Titus Israel of God's
to get Elder there a great hand. All right. You're on the bottom part of the Sabbath day. This is the day that Almighty made for me and you. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Luyakwa. All right. Hey, Mother Eve. Give me the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12.
Hallelujah. Okay. The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. Righteous spirit, do the teach.
Hallelujah.
If you have some on your mind, the righteous spirit said, no, no, no. I want this on the table. All right. Okay, let's go to the book of Mark real quick. For the book of Mark. Since the feet have been Prince Israel, give me the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 11. Book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 11.
Mark, chapter 13, verse 11. For when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, and neither do ye premeditate. For whatsoever shall be given you in that same hour, that speak you. For it is not you
in that hour, go ahead.
In that hour, that you speak you. For it is not you that speaketh, but the righteous spirit.
Yahweh, the righteous spirit. All right, we're going to take a look at how they operate, how order things. I'm going to read about the order real quick. All right, so Sister T. Bibbia, Prince Israel, give me the book of Psalms real quick. Let's go to the book of Psalms. Let's go to Psalms 105. Psalms 105, verse 17 and 22. Sister T. Bibbia, Prince Israel. Psalms 105, verse 17 and 22. Psalms 105, verse 17 and 22.
Psalms chapter 105, verse 17 and verse 22. Verse 17, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. Verse 22. To bind his prince at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom.
So he's talking about these senators, he's talking about these elders. These senators is a misnomer for elders. Wisdom. Teach the elders wisdom. Real quick. Teach the elder wisdom. Real quick. All right. Let's go to the book of Acts real quick. See what I wrote. But he was the leader. He's the elder wisdom. All right, give me Acts chapter 2, verse 14. Give me Acts chapter 2, verse 14.
Chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judah, Yahshua Judah.
Uh-huh.
All you that dwell at Yahshua Judah, Jerusalem.
At the land of Yahshua Judah, go ahead.
Be this known unto you, and hearken to my words.
And hearken to my words. That's what we're talking about, who this man is. And let's go to, real quick. We're going to Acts 7, real quick. Who this man is he talking about? All right, let's go to Acts. We'll get one up here, Acts chapter 7, verse 35, Mother E. Acts chapter 7, verse 35.
Acts chapter 7, verse 35 reads. Acts chapter 7, verse 35. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did Yahweh send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the minister spirit, which appeared to him in the bush.
Which appeared to him in the bush. Appeared to him in the bush. All right. Okay. Let's go to the regular book of John real quick. What does a judge, ruler, judge do? Read John real quick, chapter 14. Chapter 14. What's the judge, a ruler and the judge gonna do? John 14, verse 12. John chapter 14, verse 12, to the thief that bear prison Israel. What's the judge gonna do in John chapter 14, verse 12?
John chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. The greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Okay, read that verse 12 again, John chapter 14, verse 12.
Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Y'all Father said, I'm going back there to the third heaven and sit on my hand of Y'all Father Father. But he said he's going to be a ruler and a judge. Going to do greater works. Greater works. Going to do greater works. Should he do? Because he goes to the Father. Okay? He said, he that believe it on me. Hold that point real quick. He that believe it on me. All right, give me real quick. Let's go to Acts real quick. He that believe it on me. Give me Acts real quick. We're going to the book of Acts. Give me Acts chapter, let's see what I want. Give me Acts 15 real quick. I'm coming back. Then I'm going to come. Give me Acts chapter 15, verse 15. All right, since the TV is Prince Israel, and Brother Z, have me Acts chapter. Give me Acts chapter 24, verse 14, and Mother D.F. Israel had me 2 Chronicles 20:20. I'm coming back.
Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And saying, sir, why do you these things? We also are men of like passion with you, and teach unto you that you should...
Did you read in Acts chapter 15, verse 15?
Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And to this agree the word of the seer. As it is written.
As it is written. Acts 15, verse 15.
Yes, as it is written.
As it is written. All right, Acts.
Acts 24, verse 14. Acts chapter 24, verse 14. Verse 14. But this I confess unto you, that after the way which they call heresy, so wish I the Yahweh, my father, believe all things which are written in the law and in the seals.
Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20.
2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. And they arose early in the morning and went forth unto the wilderness of Pekah. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Judah, believe in Yahweh, your Yahweh, so yes, shall you be established. Mm-hmm. Believe his fears, so shall you prosper.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. Well, that's believing. You got to believe on Yahweh. So you establish. Believe his righteous fears, so you prosper. All right. Okay. All right. Let's go to Judges real quick. Go to the book of Judges. It says the deliverer, right? Who makes you a ruler and the deliverer? Who's the deliverer? Let's put a name on who this deliverer is real quick. Who this deliverer, we can read. Let's go to the book of Judges. The book of Judges. Go to the book of Judges. Make that chapter 3. Go to the book of Judges, chapter 3. Book of Judges, chapter 3. I'm going to pick it up at verse 1, get down verse 9, and 15. Judges chapter 3, verse 1, verse 9, and verse 15. Mother Z.
Okay. Judges chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Judges chapter 3. Judges chapter 3. What those verses again?
Verse 1, verse 9, and verse 15.
Judges chapter 3, verse 1, verse 9, and verse 15. Judges chapter 3, verse 3. Now these are the nations which the Lord. Now these are the nations which the... Did you say 3 or 1?
Judges chapter 3, verse 1, verse 9, and verse 15.
Judges chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1. Now these are the nations which the Yahweh left to...
To prove Israel
by them, even as many of Israel as has not known all the
Book of Judah. 5, verse 17. Verse 17. And while they said,
why they sin not?
And why they sin not before their Yahweh, they prepared
to prosper
because the Yahweh that had hated iniquity was with them.
Yeah. Hated sin was with them.
Was with them.
What's up? Go ahead. Verse 18?
Verse 18. But when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles. Truly, very so. And were led captive into a land that were not theirs, and they tempted, and the tempted of their Yahweh,
the temple of their Yahweh
was cast unto the ground, and they cried which took by the
and their cities
was taken by the enemy. Verse 19.
By the enemies, the enemies.
I said enemy.
Champions. Go ahead.
But now they return to their Yahweh and are come up from the place which they were scattered and have possessed
Yahdah Judah,
where their temple is and are
seated
in the hill country, for it was desolate.
Verse 20.
Now therefore, my Yahweh and governor, if thou be any error in these people and their sin against their Yahweh, let us consider that shall be their ruin.
This shall be their ruin.
And let us go up, and we shall overcome them. Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt. Oh, wait a minute.
But if there be no iniquity in their nation,
let my Yahweh now pass by. Let their Yahweh defend them, and their Yahweh be for them, and we become a reproach before all the world.
We become reproach before all the world. They know to read our book and how to lift us up. They know to lift us up. Real plain. All right. So they know to deliver us up. All right. Back to where we was at.
Oh, that's Georgia.
But so what are nations, what they there for, really? What these other nations there for? Let's go to Book of Habakkuk real quick. Let's go to the Book of Habakkuk. I'm coming back. Go to the Book of Habakkuk. You mean the Book of Habakkuk, chapter 1. Verse 12. Book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 12. Mother Eve. book of Baca. Chapter 1, verse 12. With these nations, coming back to Book of Baca, chapter 1, verse 12.
Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 12. Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 12 reads, I die not from everlasting, O Yahuwah, my righteous one. We shall not die, O Yahuwah. Thus has ordained him for judgment. And Almighty Yahuwah, thy has established him for correction.
Yes. That was the nation there for. Correct you back to him.
Yes.
For correction. We know our brother Esau, he took it further though. He took it further. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get a case of point on it real quick. Esau and his five sons, he took it further.
Yeah.
Our brother.
Yeah.
What's that then, Zechariah? Let me get that, Zechariah. Make that, make that Zechariah.
They have for the affliction.
All right, Zechariah. Chapter 2. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Zechariah, make that Zechariah chapter 1. Zechariah chapter 1. All right, Zechariah chapter 1, verse 15. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 15. Mother GF Israel, Zechariah, to see it, chapter 1, verse 15.
Zechariah chapter 1, verse 15. Mm-hmm. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 15 reads, and I am very sore displeased with the nations that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction.
They took it even further, just like you don't spank my baby real hard, they just spanked it real hard. Like one down. But let's put a name on who this he and this nation is real quick. They got his hand in this case here real quick. Let's put a name on who this he and this nation is. They had their hand in this real quick. You're gonna get a name real quick. You're gonna get a name. You're going to get a name on who this heathen is, this nation.
You're
going to get a name. I'm going to get warmed up in Psalms 83. I'm going to get warmed up in Psalms 83. We're going to pick it up at verse 1 down to verse 6. We're getting the name real quick. Who got their hand in this?
Hallelujah.
All right, Mother D.F. Israel, Psalms 83, verse 1 down to verse 6.
Why I'm getting warmed up?
Psalms 83, pick up at verse 1 down to verse 6.
Psalms 83, verse 1-6. Verse 1. Keep not thou silent, O Yahweh. Hold not your peace, and be not still, O Yahweh. Verse 2. For lo, thine enemy make a tumor, and they that hate thee have lifted up the hand.
All nations hate us. All nations hate us. Oh, they friendly. They friendly. All nations hate us.
They hate him.
Oh, they all nations that hate you. Okay.
They hate
the
man up there looking down on them.
Oh, they hate
all Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. And matter of fact,
you know to hate him, you know this, what it got for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you being his people?
All right. Hold that point. Let's get an example of that. Let's go to Son, because they can't get to Yahweh the Son and Yahweh the Father. Let's go to Son chapter 2 real quick.
Bring it on, young man.
Let's go to Son chapter 2 real quick. Pick it up at verse 1. Psalm chapter 2, verse 1. Let's get a precept real quick. Give me Psalm chapter 2, verse 1. Watch this.
Bring it out, young man.
Psalm chapter 2, verse 1. Mother E. Israel, C. Roy.
Psalm chapter 2, verse 1. Why did the nation rage?
Why did the nation rage? Go ahead.
And the people imagine vain things.
Imagine the vain things. All right, go ahead.
Verse 2. The kings of the...
And the kings, the presidents, five or high positions. Presidents, the leaders of this earth.
All right.
Set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the... Against
the
Yahweh and against his
anointed saints. Okay, it's two Yahwehs in this here real quick. It's two Yahwehs in this verse here.
Right.
I want you to bring it out real quick.
Okay. In verse 2, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Yahweh.
Okay, what Yahweh is this here?
Yahweh is the song.
No.
Oh.
Sure.
And against their anointed saints. Who is the anointed
saints?
And then Yahweh's son.
That's the old one.
That's Yahweh's
father. It's anointed Yahweh's son.
Yahweh.
Anointed son. Yeah. Yahweh's father. Stop that verse that goes again, though.
Okay. The kings of the earth sent themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Yahweh.
The Father.
Yahweh.
And against his anointed, Yahweh's son.
His anointed, Yahweh's son.
That's it. So that's what they, as a matter of fact, read down the verse, yeah. read a little bit more. Verse 3.
Let us break their man. Of sons, and cast away their cord from thought. Verse 4, he that sitteth in the heavens, their life, and the Yahweh shall help them in the wrist.
Or have them other rulers, other nations in the wrist. Don't laugh at them.
I'm going to throw something in on that one. Back up, Mother. Read that again. Back up two verses.
He that sitteth in the heavens, the light,
okay.
The Yahweh shall have them in the risen.
Okay.
Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath.
Uh-huh.
And vex them in his
son.
He's blessed.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 6, yet have I set my kingdom upon my righteous kingdom, on God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, I will declare the decree that Yahweh has said unto me, thus far my son, this day have I begotten thee. Verse 8.
Well, I'll miss my point. I heard something, but I missed it. But when it's talking about they're going to break the bands and...
Verse 3?
Yeah. Read that verse 3. Yeah, 3.
Okay.
I missed something.
Let us break the bands of thunder.
Yeah.
And cast away their cords.
Break away their bands and they... And they
cast away their
cords. What they want to do, they're going to break away from their understanding and all the leadership. Break away from everything. Just tie them all in. But I want to preach up that mother. He got me there. I want to preach up that. See, he always trying to break something from you. But Yahweh made it plain in 33, verse 25, and 26, mother of Jeremiah. Tell Yahweh, I'm going to figure verse, just make it sound good. Figure verse 23, just make it sound good. Who must in this dialogue? This was told to somebody. They love to always try to take some things away from you. But then Yahweh showed up and said, what in verse 33, 23 on verse 26? What do you say,
Jeremiah 33?
Mm-hmm. Figure verse 23.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, saying.
What word came to?
Jeremiah.
Okay,
saying.
Now, let's see the word said Jeremiah.
24. Consider thou not what this people have spoken, saying.
What they saying?
The two families. Which Yahweh has chosen.
And two families he has chosen, who is that? Breaking them up. I'm standing two families. covenant northern kingdom Israel. That's where you have to find them. Go ahead.
He has even cast them off.
Yeah.
Thus, they have despised my people.
They despised my people.
That they should be no more a nation before them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
25?
Yeah, let me say 25. Now this point back what the young lion's working with.
Thus says Yahweh, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinance of heaven and earth, 26, then will I cast away the seed of Israel and David, my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be ruler over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Mm-hmm. And what else you gonna do?
For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them.
So what he's saying, once we wake up, and I'm saying you in captivity, so you can find your $10.
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand exactly how the other nations operate behind closed doors in everyday life with you, and you turn back to him according to what he got written in this Bible, then he's going to turn your captivity. So the nations, as always, want to break your cord and your band.
Mm-hmm.
So they always try to keep you disembodied as it is this day. But once you turn back to Yahweh, Yahweh is going to kick in. Back to the young lion, back over there, come. Back to the young lion.
Yahweh. All right. This is it. We're not going back to, this is it. It's the last captivity.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I can back it up in the book of Nahum real quick. Back it up in the book of Nahum real quick. Mother Z, give me the book of Nahum chapter 1 real quick. Yeah, the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 9 and verse 12. The book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 9 and verse 12. The book of Nahum, chapter 1. Second time. real quick. Give me y'all real quick. Give me, while we're there, give me verse 2 real quick.
In Nahum.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's... Okay, 2. Verse 2.
Nahum chapter 1.
Nahum chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2. Yahweh is jealous, and the Yahweh is jealous, and the Yahweh
Right here, recompense tribulation that troubles you. All of them troubles you. According to 50 verse 7 of Mother Z. Jeremiah 50, according to verse 50, verse 7, we got to call it the way it is. I don't care how much the people that up and inhibition stepped out there, but according to 50 verse 7, Mother Z, what it say there that we can read? Jeremiah 50 verse 7.
Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 7.
Uh-huh.
Verse 7.
What?
All that found them have devoured them.
How many of them?
All.
Everybody guilty. So everybody guilty. Nobody get a pass on this. All of them guilty. Go ahead, read.
And their adversary, adversary said.
Yes. What
they
say?
Adversary said.
What?
We offend not because
what?
Because they have sinned against the Yahweh.
Everybody know why you in trouble today. Everybody know why you in trouble today. When they put that white man picture before you and you look at that white man and get all glossy eyes, they already know you sinned. As long as that pale man got in your mind when you praying, they already know you sinned. And that pale man is in the eyes of 95% of the children of Israel today. Especially the northern king. That pale face with that free hair is in their mind when they pray. And you stand against Yahweh, for that's not what he looked like according to the Bible. And he makes it plain what kind of man he is by the eyewitness of Mother E. Hey, Mother E. He makes it plain what kind of man he is, Mother E. And St. John, by the eyewitness, 147, he tell you what kind of man, the eyewitness tell you what kind of man this guy is. And I don't know, no Christian's going to never bring this verse up. They're going to never bring up the eyewitness saying what kind of man he is. What is there, 147, that Mother E?
St. John, chapter 1. Yeah.
Thank
you, chapter 1.
Yeah,
eyewitness
now.
Verse 47.
Yeah.
Yahweh saw Nathaniel coming.
Yeah.
To him.
Uh-huh.
And said of him.
And he heard him, and he said of him what?
Behold.
You're talking to Philip.
An Israelite indeed.
What did they call Yahweh's son?
An Israelite indeed.
And what kind of Israelite is he? Red?
In whom is no God.
No God. Ain't lying about nothing. He's a straight shooter. And not only that, look at 49. What's about the 49? Yeah.
Nathaniel answered.
What?
Said unto him.
What?
Rabbi.
What do you call him?
Rabbi.
What?
Thou art the son of Yahweh.
The father.
The son of Yahweh the father. Thou art the king of Israel.
You're king of who?
Israel.
That's right. Israelite. Israel is Israelite. So you see that? There it is right there. Let's go back on Mother D of Israel. So it's a righteous thing. Now give me 7 down verse 10. Listen to this. Verse 7.
Okay,
I turn. You turn. Go ahead and mark them in there. Got them 5 markers? Make sure Mother has the markers over there.
You want me to go back to
verse 7. Let's
we get out of verse 7.
Second.
Second. 1-7.
Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us.
You, children of Israel, Israelites, you rest it up.
Okay.
Rest.
And to you, children of Israel, who are troubled, rest with us.
Mm-hmm.
When Yahweh the Son shall be.
Now, you know he's talking to the Thessalonians, so you know what he's saying. So you know these Israelites are talking to you. Yahweh. That's Paul talking to Israelites.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. When the Yahweh, the Son, shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels.
Uh-huh. They come with his mighty angels, okay?
Verse 8.
What are you going to do?
And flaming fire.
And flaming fire. So he'll meet you like a man when he's coming. You'll be coming in flaming fire.
Taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh.
The one that's going to know not Yahweh, he's going to take vengeance on them. Watch this now.
Obey not the gospel.
Which means the covenant.
His
word. So he's going to take vengeance on those that you know not this covenant. You don't know this covenant about what he's saying and who he's singing to. If you don't know this, he's going to take vengeance on you. Go ahead. Okay, 9.
Verse 9.
And what are you going to do?
Who shall be punished with everlasting
destruction? Who shall be punished with what?
Everlasting destruction.
So when you come, he's going to punish you with what?
Everlasting destruction from the presence of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And from the greatness of his power.
Uh-huh. 10.
Verse 10. When he shall come to be glorified as his saint.
No. And.
In his saints.
So now who is he saints he gonna be? So this Paul or his saints that he glorified. So who is he saints? So who is he saints he's talking to these Thessalonians? So who is he saints that we can read of Mother E and 50, verse 5 down to verse 7. And Mother Z held me 148 verse 50. Mother of Israel, me 49, 1 through 6, and back to the young line.
What chapter?
50 of Psalm, 5 through 7. Mother D, 148, verse 14. Mother of Israel, 49, 1 down to verse 6. Same book. All the praises of Psalms. Then we know exactly when she reads the verse about these saints. You made a bold to put something in there to make somebody cringe. And when you put words in there and you know how to go to them and bag you what she's saying up, if you can bag it up now, you can make people cringe. But you can't bag it up, don't you go that way. So you can't bag it up now. They show them cringe when you call the saints the children of Israel, the Israelites, and Thessalonians, they're gonna cringe now. So if you ain't got no work with you, about to pass it up. You gotta be dumping that book now. Come on, y'all.
5-7. Oh, chapter
50, verse
5-7. Mm-hmm. Yes, my saints. Yes. Unto me. Oh. Those that have made a covenant.
So just don't gather anybody to me. Hold that part. You can preach up on that tape there. Give me Tobit chapter 2:1-2. See, you can't just jump out there and just grab any. You got to make sure you know what you're grabbing. See, you got to know what you're grabbing. You got to know how to tie this thing in. Tobit chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Yeah, we'll be going 5-7, but what we're doing now, remember, when we teach the class, on the network, we kind of edify the network, but in the same token, we rehearsing the righteous act for us to be prepared at the time appointed. So when we throw this way, it is to always do a 24-32 of Mother Gee of Israel of Luke. See, when we come to speak to you, we always want to drop a Luke 24-32 on you.
punch him in the belly.
Punch him in the belly, Grandma.
I'm toughing you up when you get outside. I'm kind of toughing you up. I'm hitting you in your belly, toughing you up. So that's the same thing I'm trying to tell you. See, we got to, we here to toughen you up before the wolves is on their way. If you're not toughed up now, they're going to beat you back. Now, come on.
Luke chapter 24, verse 32.
This is what we about ready to.
And they said one to another.
And they said one to another. That's how they're going to be talking.
Did not our minds burn?
Did our minds burn?
Within us.
Yeah.
While he talked with us.
By what? By what way?
By the way.
Yeah.
And while he opened to us the scripture.
Ain't that something? So what we here to do?
Make your mind burn.
That's right. Make your mind not doing what?
Open
these scriptures. That's how you make your mind burn. You gotta make your think. Make your head mind burn. Ooh, I can feel it. Make that mind burn. Get down to verse 44 and 45. But read verse 45. 45. See, we get to make you uncomfortable. We want your brain to burn. Now, once you get past the class, you ready for anybody out there to prepare.
Luke 24,
45. My same book. Yeah, 45.
Luke 24, 45.
Listen good.
Then open he their understanding.
So what would y'all do?
Open up your understanding.
Go ahead.
If they might understand the scripture.
So how we open the understanding by what kind of way?
Open the scripture.
That's it. We're trying to open these scriptures up to you. This is a game changer. This is going to beat the back down every nation. When you got these scriptures down. You ain't got these scriptures down. Where you going, where you been, going to get you coughed up every time. You got to beat them down and beat the back of the scriptures. That's it. Come on, buddy. That's where you beat the back down with, the scriptures.
Toby.
No, yeah, give me that Toby, yeah. Toby. Come on, hey, Dave, you got that Toby 2, 1, and 2. And it told us, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
Okay.
2, 1 and 2.
Three.
2, 1 and 2.
Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
3, 6.
Now when I was come home again.
Yeah, he came home again.
And my wife, Anna, was restored unto me.
Yeah.
With my son, Tobias.
Tobias.
And the feast of Pentecost.
Yeah.
The righteous feast of the seventh week.
Mm-hmm.
There was a good dinner.
What was that for him?
There was a good dinner.
Go ahead, read.
Prepared me.
Huh?
In the which I sat down to eat.
I sit down to eat.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw abundance of meat.
I saw abundance of meat.
I said to my son.
Well, what I said to my son?
Go and bring what poor man soever you thought find out.
No, read it again. Read it again.
Whoever shall find out of our brethren.
So our who?
Of our brethren.
So you understand anything.
Yahweh.
You better understand that Yahweh made a difference. You gotta make a difference. You gotta make sure that this is concerning your brother and your brother. So find out or bring somebody back that's in the law, that's the commandments of Yahweh of your brethren.
Yahweh.
It's all nations that your brother is in. That understand law, statutes, and commandments. Not just any of your brothers. The one that understand law, statutes, and commandments is with us. Not just here for the Lord. They're here for the proper reason. They got to be identified. All right, good enough. Come back, your mother.
Psalms 50.
Verse 5 through 7. Moses got 149, verse 14, waiting on him. Moses of Israel got 40. 149, 1 through 6. You gotta make your mind burn.
Yes, yes.
Man, Your calling cards will be how you precept in Bible. That's going to be the new thing for those going to be coming in on the world thing. You got to precept your Bible. You got to be prepared to warn that teacher if they're not precepting. They, that teacher if they're not precepting properly, then you got to let authority know. Be pulling down. Be prepared, brother. Be prepared. You read a bunch of verses up there. They hear that song all day long. So he start tying this thing in, it's all over with.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain.
So when the multitude came, he went to the mountain.
And when he was set, his disciples, followers, came.
Yes, and so when he jacked the slack from them, then here come his followers. Right, go ahead.
Verse 2.
And he opened his mouth. And he opened his mouth to them, right?
And yeah.
What did he say?
And taught them, saying.
And he done what with them?
Verse 3.
What did he say?
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
He said, blessed are the poor in spirit.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in the spirit is going to do what, mom? I mean, what you going to do?
Blessed are the poor
in spirit. Yes.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
There is the kingdom of heaven.
Verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn.
They that mourn.
For they shall be comforted.
They're going to be comforted. Go ahead.
Verse 5.
Listen good.
Blessed are the meek.
Wait a minute. You got to be what, Lord?
Meek.
Meek.
For they shall inherit the earth.
Wait a minute. If you're being meek, you're going to have what?
Inherit.
We got to teach this.
What?
If you're being meek, you're not going nowhere up and away. You're going to be right here. You want to have this good old earth. You let the other nation defile through your own wickedness. See? The other nations, they have defiled through your own wickedness. But what you got coming, you ain't gonna never leave here. Your inheritance is right here on earth. This is where you're gonna be. This is what you gotta tell the one that's on the way out and the one come out the temple. The whole ball game is right here. We're not going up and away. All that up and away coming down here. Right here. So we got to prepare them to attack, but through the precepts, prepare them and let them know who the saints is of the Bible. Now come on back and get that. Now come on back and read that verse 10. And back to the young line. Second Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. So now we have to tie all this in now. 1, verse 10.
me get a priest up on that. If you do release his brother, you'll done it unto me.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that Matthew. Give me that. Give me that Matthew 25:40. Because Solomon pulled that.
Hallelujah.
Solomon pulled that. Give me Sister Phoebe. Yeah, give me Matthew 25:40. The priest up on that real quick.
Matthew chapter 25:40. Matthew chapter 25:40. And he cometh unto the disciples of Solomon.
Matthew 25:40. Yeah. No, Matthew chapter 25:40. You're not reading.
Yeah, Matthew chapter 25:40. And the king shall answer and say unto them.
Okay, who is this king real quick? Hold that to the feet, we're coming back. Give me John chapter 1. Give me John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Let's see who the king is real quick.
John chapter 1, verse 49. John chapter 1, verse 49. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, Master, you are the son of Yahweh.
Okay, bring it out.
You are the king of Israel.
You are the king of Israel. All right, that's who this king is. Real quick. All right, back to Matthew 25:40 real quick.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. And the king, Yahweh the son, shall answer and say unto them, the children of Israel, Israelites, truly, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these brethren, the children of Israel, Israelites, you have done it to me, Yahweh the Son.
You have done it unto me. Proverbs 14:31. But if ye have Israel, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 31.
Proverbs 14:31.
He that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker. There's two precepts in there. Okay, who this poor is? He that presses the poor. Who this poor is? Isaiah 14:32. Mother Z Israel.
Isaiah 14:32. Isaiah 14:32 reads, what shall one then answer the message of the nation that the Yahweh has from Yahweh Judah and the poor of his people shall trust in it.
Okay, so this poor is talking about Yada Judah. So this poor is Yada Judah.
Yeah.
All right. That's who this poor is real quick. All right, back to Proverbs 14:31.
Okay.
oppress the poor, reproaches his maker.
Okay, reproaches his maker. Let's get a name on who his maker is. Who is this maker we talking about here? Let's go to Psalms real quick. Reproach against his maker. Give me Psalms chapter 95. Give me Psalms chapter 95. Psalms chapter 95, verse 6. Psalms chapter 95, verse 6. Psalms chapter 95, verse 6. Approach his maker. Psalms chapter 95, verse 6. Mother Eve.
Look at Psalms chapter 95, verse 6. Psalms chapter 95, verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Yahweh, our maker.
Yahweh. That's who our maker is. Yahweh, our maker. Our maker. All right. Okay, go ahead. Back to Proverbs 14:31, the Mother Day of Israel.
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 31. His maker. But he that honors him has mercy on the poor.
You're going to have mercy on the poor. Isaiah 14:32 is Yahdah Judah.
Read that again with a little louder, Mom. Read that again. He that what?
I'm reading it again. Proverbs 14:31.
Good.
He that oppress the poor.
Yes, oppress the poor.
Reproach his maker.
Really, it's doing to him. Remember we read all that?
Yeah.
Young man's got to do what he's doing. He's doing to him, but
he that honors him.
But he that honors him.
Has mercy on the poor.
So he that honor him will have what?
Mercy on the poor.
Yeah. Now, one honor him, but we have mercy on the poor. And you know, we the poor, right?
Yeah,
I'm poor. You know, they ain't honoring us. They ain't honoring him because they sure ain't got no mercy on us, do they?
Yeah, I'm poor.
They take a water bill on you in a minute, won't they?
Yeah, I'm poor.
What? They take a water bill on you in a minute.
That's why it's got to be, I ain't worried about no being filled. It's got top priority, this temple business. All that, that's top priority. So the reason why we got filled now, because we sinned against this man. All right. Okay, now I heard something in the book of Tobit real quick. I'm about to clear something up in the book of Tobit, chapter 2. I know she read something in verse 1. I'm getting my eyes on it real quick. Who's reading that Tobit chapter 2, verse 1?
Oh,
I took the people up there, put this read. Give me that Tobit chapter 2, verse 1. But you had read the devil. That word that's read in verse 1, there's no genealogy to that word at all. In verse 1. The book of Tobit chapter 2, verse 1. Yeah, read that.
Verse 1.
Let's see if we can read that in Leviticus 23, which is read in verse 1. Go ahead.
Tobit chapter 2, verse 1. Now when I was come home again,
mm-hmm.
and my wife Anna was restored unto me,
mm-hmm.
with my son Tobias, and the feast of Pentecost.
Okay, let's see if you said the feast of what?
Pentecost.
Okay, let's see if we can read that. Because that word there, we know it don't belong there. We're not ignorant of Satan's advice. They're going to come with words like that and all that. You're Pentecostal and all this nonsense. You bring in Pentecostal and all that.
All right,
let's go to the book of Leviticus real quick. go to the book of Leviticus. Let's see the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, real quick. Leviticus chapter 23, Mother Eve. The book of Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1, 2, and then we're going to skip down verse 14, down to, let's see here. Leviticus 23, verse 1 and 2. Let's get down to verse 14. I'm going to get warmed up. All right, read down to verse 14, down to verse 15 and 16 real quick.
You warm it up now.
Mother E, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and 2, and verse 14 to 16.
Leviticus chapter 23. Verse 1 and verse 2, 14 to 16. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, which is alive, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous gathering. Even these are my people. Verse 14. And ye shall eat neither bread nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the self same day that you have brought an offering unto your Yahweh. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation and all your dwellings. Verse 15, and you shall count unto you from tomorrow, after the Sabbath, from the day that you draw the shelf of the way offering. Seven Sabbaths shall be complete. Verse 16, even unto tomorrow, after the seven Sabbaths, shall ye number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Yahweh.
All right. Okay, let's go to real quick. I'm still getting warmed up here. Give me Numbers chapter 28.
All right, getting warmed up.
Numbers chapter 28. Numbers chapter 28. Yeah, verse 26.
Numbers chapter 28, verse 26. Verse 26 reads, also, in the day of the first fruit, when you bring a new meat offering unto the Yahweh, after your week be out, you shall have an righteous gathering. You shall do no forbidden work.
All right, Elder Yada, you put me out on this. I'm trying to find a word that that I'm looking for. And, what that beast is called in Tobit chapter 2, verse 1. That a Pentecost is there.
Tobit, chapter 2,
chapter 2, verse 1. Toby.
Speak unto Aaron and unto his
sons and unto all the children of Israel and say unto them, this is the thing which the Yahweh has commanded, saying, you want three?
Mm-hmm. Verse 3. Yeah, verse 3.
What man soever then there be the house of Israel that kills an ox.
The family of Israel, the Israelites, 12 tribes, go ahead.
That kills an ox or lamb or goat in the camp of the camp, or that kill it out of the camp.
So what's the three major meats? What's the three meats they have?
Ox, a lamb, and goat.
All right, what you do with that? What you do with that? And how you prepare your ox, lamb, and goat? How you prepare your ox, lamb, and goat real quick? Back to Leviticus chapter 8. How you prepare it? There ain't no just wash it and all that and put it in the pot. No. There's more to that. Give me Leviticus chapter 8. We're going to pick it up at verse 31. Leviticus chapter 8. How you prepare your meat? These three major meats. Leviticus chapter 8, verse 31. Mother D.F. Israel, T. Roy.
Leviticus 8, verse 31 to 32. Leviticus chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. Verse 31. And Moses said unto Aaron and to his sons, bore the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with the bread that is in the basket of consecration, as I command, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. 32. And that which remains of the flesh and of the bread shall be burned with fire.
Be burned for fire. So you got to boil that flesh real well, real quick. All right, let's go to real quick. Let's go to book Ezekiel real quick. Go to book Ezekiel to see it real quick. Go to book Ezekiel to see it. Make that chapter... Ezekiel the seer. Ezekiel the seer. All right. All right. Ezekiel 24. Ezekiel 24. We're going to pick up at verse 3. Verse 3 down to verse 9. Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 3 down to verse 9. Mother E.
I got a question.
Go ahead, Mother D.F. Israel.
What is consecration?
Consecration?
Yeah. What's that mean?
Consecration.
That's
what
it's
for. All right, we're going to find out now. Consecration.
The same word.
Here's the definition of consecration. The action of making or declaring something, typically a church, sacred.
action of making or declaring something, typically a church is sacred. That's a church to me, something that is sacred.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot of them in the Christian church. They say we go on country. I said about 4 or 5 days. Now all the swarms that don't be sinners, y'all can't bother me right now. I'm going to the church and concentrate myself about 3 or 4 days.
Well,
this is what Aaron is the one that may hand about. What did he say? Aaron. About that. Eating that food. Yeah. Concentrating. I mean, get away from that. I remember the young lady told me, you know, I'm going to concentrate myself. What do you think? I'm going up to the church and just going to lay out for Jesus about 3 or 4 days. Oh, yeah? Go ahead. Don't lay out for Jesus and concentrate yourself and lay out for Jesus 3 or 4 days. I see. That's how that word is used. Otherwise, the word is called separate thyself from the other peoples. That's right. That's that concentrate word means separate yourself. Sanctify yourself. Another word for concentration. Sanctify yourself from other people.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get it on that real quick. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 20. Mm-hmm. Go to Leviticus chapter 20. Leviticus chapter 20. Pick up at verse 1 and 2. Verse 7.
Yeah, I'm all good. Yeah.
I'll come back to it. Give me Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1 and 2, verse 7. We're going to skip down verse 24 and 26. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1 and 2, verse 7, 24 and 26.
Am I getting warmed up?
All right, Mother E. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1 and 2, verse 7, 24 and 26.
Look at Leviticus chapter 20, verses 1, 2, 7, 24, and 26. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2. Again, such as said to the children of Israel, the Israelites, whosoever he be of the children of the Israelites, are of the stranger that sojourning in Israel, that give any of his things unto Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him.
Stone them with stones.
Verse 7. Sanctify yourself,
Down
low, and be ye right.
Or concentrate yourself.
Okay.
Go ahead.
For I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
He's our Yahweh. He's not the Yahweh, but our Yahweh. Children of Israel, 12 tribes, the Israelites, our Yahweh. All right, skip down verse 24.
But I have said unto you,
right,
he shall inherit thy land, and I will give it unto you for possession. This is a land that flows with milk and honey. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which has separated you from other people.
Mm-hmm. It tells you to separate us from other people so that all equal nonsense, they don't cut it when this book is open. Oh, that we all equal. No. Yahweh separate us from other people.
Verse 26. And you shall be righteous unto me, for I, the Yahweh, am righteous, and have spurred you from
Deuteronomy. back real quick and come on back.
Then you rip it back and keep on stepping. That's all.
Yeah, I had it written down. I had faith.
Mm-hmm. Yahuwah, 7 verse 6. Then deliver them up. That's all we do.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You finish reading Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. Chapter 14, verse 2.
Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2.
All right. Look what it says here in verse 3, verse 4. Then I just read Leviticus chapter 17 about these meats. Here you go. Then Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 4. That's what these three meats here.
14,
12. Uh-huh. Yeah, pick it up at verse 3 and read out of verse 4.
Verse 3.
Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. He said, you shall not eat any abominable thing. Let's put a list of who this abominable thing is. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. Let's look at the dietary law real quick. You should not eat abominable things. Real quick. You should not eat any abominable things. Let's go to the book of Leviticus real quick. Make that the book of Leviticus. Book of Leviticus. Go on to the book of Leviticus. Make that the book of Leviticus. All right. Leviticus chapter 11. We'll get a list of you should not eat any abominable things, right? Leviticus chapter 11. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. And let's get down to verse 6.
Come on, Bill.
Leviticus chapter
11,
verse
6. I'm going to comment on verse 6 real quick. Go ahead.
Okay. Leviticus chapter 1, 2, and 6. Verse 1. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying unto them.
Saying what?
Verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Verse 6, and the hare, the rabbit, because he chewed the cub, but divideth not the hoof, he, the rabbit, is unclean unto you.
Okay, now I'm going to comment on that. Now, down south, they got rabbit. You hunt for rabbits. They peel the skin off of them. They eat that down south.
Yeah, rabbit.
Rabbit
and turnip and
We're going to book a job real quick. Let's go to Book of John, chapter 9. Go to Book of John, chapter 9. We're going to pick up at verse 39 to 41. John chapter 9, verse 39 to 41. To the thief that be in prison Israel, see what? Right. And, Mother E, hand me the Book of James real quick. John chapter 9, verse 39 to 41.
Okay, John chapter 9, verse 39 to 41. John chapter 9, verse 39.
39. Abby James chapter 4, verse 17.
And that's why the Son said, for judgment I am come into the world, this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 40. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, Are we blind also?
The religious leaders asking Yahweh, are we blind also? Watch this, verse 41.
Verse 41. Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have not sinned.
Read again.
But now you say.
Read again. Read that real carefully, verse 41. Read that real carefully.
Verse 41, John 9, 41. Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore, your sin remaineth.
Yet, now you say, we see. When your mother made you say, oh, we know. Therefore, your sins remain.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, your sins remain. Oh, I know. I know not thee, Hall.
But you still eat.
If you know this information, right, and you continue down that road, you
right,
continue eating like you already been taught,
right,
the dietary law, what goes in our mouth, what don't goes in our mouth. Once you continue down there, that means your sin remains. If you know.
Let me grab one on that, young man.
All right. Hold on, let the elder speak.
Let's run to Acts chapter 17, verse 30, Mother E. Acts 17, verse 30, let's see better right quick.
Ooh. Look
at Acts 17, verse 30, along that same line there, Mother.
Look at Acts chapter 17,
verse 30. Yes, ma'am. Verse 30.
In the time of the ignorance, Yahweh waited.
Mm-hmm.
But now commanded all men everywhere to repent.
You know what?
Behold, you are made whole.
Yeah.
Sin no
yeah.
more.
Why?
That's a worse thing coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once you know these things,
right,
and then you turn up deaf ear on it, that's when the clock starts ticking on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now they'll take this verse here when the elders just brought out in Acts 17, verse 30. It says, all men, if you can talk about each and everybody, but who all men in this case is talking about?
Hallelujah.
See, they'll take this verse.
Yeah.
Look at it, they tell them, oh man, we, you know.
The whole world, yeah.
You see, they include themselves in that Christianity, what they're about to do tomorrow. They're going to be dumbfounded at this.
Mm.
Let's go to Acts real quick. I'm going to get warmed up here.
Am I getting warmed up?
Let's go to Acts chapter 5 real quick. I'm going to give Acts chapter 5.